The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to you. It is Monday, April 17th, 2023, the day before tax day. Right, when they want to make an example out of somebody. You watch. They'll audit somebody. They'll do something crazy. It's just what they do. I remember way back when, you know, when they wanted to make a point about you will pay your taxes. You know, they would bust people and hang them out to dry so that everybody could see. And they're going to be sentenced to at least 3 years in prison. Yeah. Well, that's what you get when you evade taxes. But there's no law that says you can't avoid them. As a matter of fact, there's a Supreme Court ruling that says you can't avoid taxes. So those of you out there that are feeling a little patriotic, just remember that. Our guest schedule this week, Daniel Miller. So I have my Texas Nationalist Movement shirt on here today. Daniel Miller, the president of the TNM movement, will be joining us at the bottom of next hour. He's a sixth-generation Texan, technology consultant, best-selling author. And so he'll be joining us talking about the modern-day Texan movement and where they're at with House Bill 3596. Frank Davis is slated to join us with us tomorrow, and he's got more sugar-to-fiber customer testimony for those of you who are following sugar-to-fiber. And, you know, you're just kind of like, I'm not really seeing the results. Well, you can't see results just from one bottle. Everybody's ordering two bottles of sugar to fiber, all right? And you're supposed to take it at least an hour to 2 hours before you eat. Then you will start seeing results, according to what Frank says, and he's got testimonials to back that up. So we'll be talking about that and Lion Energy on tomorrow's broadcast. Wednesday, Kevin Slack, how liberalism became despotism. That will be our subject. He's got a new book out, War in the American Republic, how liberalism became despotism. We'll be talking about that. Robert Tectalian from Vitamir will be joining us after that conversation. Dr. K. Elliott, a double PhD, was that piled higher and deeper? Economist, of course, and now a potential port strike. How can you prepare for the coming economic hell? It's a West Coast port strike. Believe it or not, it's happening. And such a port strike, according to Dr. Elliott, would cost the U.S. economy about $500 million a day. I don't know if you knew about this or not, but these boats that come into the harbor in Long Beach, in Los Angeles, they actually have to stop their engines 20 miles out because of the inertia of the boat. Literally, they coast. Seriously, 20 miles. They shut down at the 20-mile marker and coast the rest of the way in. Otherwise, they'd be coming to the docks full steam, and oh, we'd have a real problem then. Rick Kaler is going to be joining us on Friday the 21st. Okay, so we're getting a few letters in. Some of these letters are really good. He's going to give away a satellite system on Friday. And the second one, I guess we're going to put that off until May 5th because we want to give people a chance to respond. I know it's a little difficult for some of you to get that letter out. You know, you can win this satellite system if you want to send us a letter, you still have time. I know people are just like, what? I got to send a letter? You can. You can email it to us at support@thepowerhour.com or send it by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we will give those to Rick Kaler, and he will look them over, and we will decide who wins the satellite system. So that means that this Friday, instead of the 18th, it's going to be the 21st. Got too much going on. So we moved it up to give some more people a chance to get the letters in. Support@thepowerhour.com or snail mail, either or. And this Friday, we're giving away one. And then that's Feel Good Friday, right? And so May 5th, we'll be giving away the second dish system. And you just never know. I mean, we might do that on a regular basis. But hey, why not get it now? RickSatelliteUSA.com is a website. So that's one of the reasons why we are promoting all that. If you have any questions about what goes down at the Power Mall, as far as products or whatnot, you can call or text us at 877-817-9829. Use the chat, live chat on thepowermall.com or email us at support@thepowermall.com. And, of course, in addition to the weekly promotions, we're offering even bigger savings with the daily deal. Every day at midnight, a new product's going to be launched, so make sure to check back daily at thepowermall.com and click the daily deal tab to enjoy saving. And you can also click the daily deal banner featured on the homepage or use a direct link to shop at thepowermall.com. Yep. And, of course, we have a request to call the Power Mall, place an order, make a donation. Funding has been way down. We need your help to continue the show. We're open Central Time from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. But, as I said, our funding has been way down. So if you shop this week, because our funding has been way down, you're going to get 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship products. You're going to get double reward points on your order, and phone orders also qualify for rewards points. And retail ground shipping will be upgraded to priority for free. Wow. Such a deal. Closeouts. Now, that means you're not going to get an extra 10% off because we're already giving you 30% off. And that's the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux, Silver Shield Sanitizer, and Super Krill Oil. 30% off on those closeouts and clearance items. The Heaven's Harvest Organic Pack drop ship is now available at thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. Our spring sale, and you don't get an extra 10% off on these because they're already 15% off, and that's quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latera Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. And, of course, we've got some new products out there. North American Urban Spices Purely Liver, Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst, Optivita Sugar to Fiber, and Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit. So now that we've already commented on who our guests are going to be and the fact that we really appreciate your donations, especially, you know, you can call 877-817-9829 or send us a check or money order or cash to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri. If you don't have internet, or if you do have internet, rather, and you want to make a donation to thepowerhour.com, go to the Support Us tab and make it there. You can also do this by shopping on the Partners tab. That simple. And if you want to get our newsletters, and I really spend an inordinate amount of time gathering up news because I got some 60-odd news stories today. 60. Count them. Yep, but you can only do that if you get the email blast. You have to get online to subscribe to that at the Power Mall. So you go to thepowermall.com and click the newsletter tab to sign up for that so you don't miss anything. And, of course, there is analyses as well as product updates and promotions at thepowermall.com. You can do the same thing. Click the newsletter tab. And, of course, we have a community tab on thepowerhour.com. You can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. And, of course, if you don't hear the Power Hour on your local radio station, you can call the program director of the station that usually it's the news talk stations and let them know, hey, you should be carrying it. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, you can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. We also have a free webinar. See, we're all about solutions here. You can register free at powerhourfood.com. Even if you are an old man or don't have a green thumb. Yep. Rick satellite systems, by the way, are a great way to listen to the Power Hour radio show. That's why we're giving away not one, but two of them. So you want to make sure that you get your letters and emails into us telling us why you deserve one of those. You may be a lucky recipient. 11 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we're on to the world news on the world stage. How would you like to be living in Russia right now? My dad always said, if you don't like the weather here, move to Russia. And I'm like, you know, Dad, I hate to say it, but that's a really stupid comment. Why would I want to move to Russia? It's, what did they say on Austin Powers? It's freaking freezing up here, Mr. Bigglesworth. Yeah, how is that? Did you want to move to Siberia? Really? I guess, you know, back then, see, they all had their idea of what was going on in Russia, right? It's a lockdown. It's like everybody has to wear ankle bracelets and everybody has to make. Well, guess what? We now have a digital prison camp going on as President Putin has signed an electronic conscription notice bill into law. So what this means is this allows authorities to issue electronic notices to draftees and reservists amid the Ukraine fighting, sparking fears of a new wave of mobilization. Now, see, here's what goes down with that. See, usually what all the conscriptees, those are the guys they're trying to draft, forcibly draft into the service, into military service, the rules previously required the in-person delivery of notices to the conscripts and reservists who are called up for active duty. And under the new law, all they got to do is put it online and you've been served. All they got to do is put it on the state portal for electronic services and you got to show up. So you're going to be forced into military service just by digital input, whether you like it or not. In the meantime, the U.S. Navy has sent a warship through the Taiwan Strait after China war games just happened, just days after Beijing concluded week-long war games. Yep, the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, USS Milius, DDG-69. Yeah, that's the 7th Fleet sent it out there. The warship transited through a corridor in the strait, demonstrating the U.S.'s commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. Yeah, we'll see about that. You know, all China has to do is go in there. I mean, it's what, one aircraft carrier? Seriously, you think that's going to scare China? Boo. How's that going to work? Yeah, they got a 20 million man army, and what do we have? Fully jabbed, myocarditis infected. I mean, seriously. And then they're woke. They want to find out, you know, they want to get rid of all the conservatives out of the army because these guys that are conservative actually think for themselves. And when they're given a command that goes against the grain, they say, no, I'm sorry, sir, that's an illegal or unlawful order. I'm not going to turn my weapon on an American citizen. Oh, they can't have those kinds of people in the military. Now we got to get rid of the ones that are, you know, conservative that are actually thinking what the Constitution actually says. They got to bring in all the woke folk. Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you say, Drill Sergeant. Yeah. Yeah, turn your weapon on. See that American over there? Shoot him. See, this is what they're going to do. They want all the woke military in there that risk getting myocarditis. They're going to all juice them up with mRNA. And yeah, that's our military for you. Wow. Got to love what this country's turned into, huh? Yeah, decimate our military, then we have no defense. You see, that in of itself is a violation of the Constitution. They're supposed to protect our borders. What are they doing? Letting our borders wide open. Yeah, they're going to multiculturalize this country, and then it's going to turn into a living hell for all of us. We'll get to that in a minute. Finland, speaking of our border, Finland has started construction of a border fence with Russia after joining NATO, primarily meant to curb illegal migration. Why? Because all the Russian conscripts, the conscriptees that have been noticed electronically are going to attempt to flee into Finland, right? Yeah. 31st member of the military alliance, NATO. Yep. The Finnish border guard showcased the building of the initial 1.8-mile stretch of fence to be erected in Pelkola near a crossing point off Imatra, a quiet lakeside town of some 25,000 people. Finland also. This is really funny because, see, it goes against the grain of what Klaus Schwab and the Schwab Kebabs, what they're trying to do. God, what a name for a group. The World Economic Forum. Hey, we got our own band. It's called Klaus Schwab and the Schwab Kebabs. Yeah, Finland is turning on Europe's largest capacity nuclear power plant after years of delay. Gee, that kind of goes against wind and solar, doesn't it? Yeah. Yep. This is a 1,600 megawatt capacity power grid connected into the Finnish national power grid in March, kicked off regular production yesterday. Yep. They're up and running now. They got nuclear power. Yep. Finland won't have a problem with their power, obviously. And of course, they're all bloody in the World Economic Forum screaming bloody murder. Cartel killings and kidnappings continue to plague Cancun, believe it or not. Oh, let's go to Cancun for vacation, dear. You really want to go there? Yeah, well, the cartels, the criminal organizations are continuing to battle. Factions of Sinaloa Cartel and Cartel Jalisco New Generation are fighting for control of the region's lucrative drug trade and other businesses catering to tourists, which means you're marked if you go down there. Yep, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum. Yep, Isla Mujeres. Yep, violence going on. Back there was a Moishi from South Texas, went to visit relatives in Mexico over Easter holiday. They just found her body. I'm telling you, it's not safe. You may want to rethink your plans if you think you're going to go.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Matamoros and get some new drugs. Yeah, they're cheaper there.
No. You know, it's really funny, too, because, see, that's the borders goes both ways, right? Yep. Usually you put up fences and people think, oh, we're going to put up fences to keep people out. But it also keeps people in. Think about the other side of that. For those of you out there, the glass half empty. More than 6,000 British military personnel are going to be taking part in coronation of King Charles III, the UK forces' biggest ceremonial deployment in 7 decades, according to what the government is reporting. Sailors, aviators, soldiers will escort the King and Camilla Bowles, the Queen consort, between Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey on their way to and from the May 6th ceremony. And there's one person who the royals are glad won't be attending, and that's Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. All the royals are just loving that idea. And she's, of course, saying it's Archie's birthday. That's why somebody's got to stay home and celebrate Archie's birthday. No, that's not the only reason. Oh, yes. The British tabloids would have their way with her and Harry. He's going to be there, but she won't be. Yeah, they don't want her there. The royals don't want her there. She's a disgrace. She had a maid. And then she did what she did. She went woke. Now Harry's woke. Charles is pissed. I mean, you know, what can you say? Well, no, pissed in British means drunk, so I guess he's not pissed. He's upset. Let's put it that way. A little irritated.
A little under the collar. Yeah.
The IMF has unveiled a new global currency known as the Universal Monetary Unit to transform the world economy. Yep, we have a new article by Michael Snyder via the Economic Collapse blog. 99% of the global population has no idea what just happened, but they have the Unicoin. That's what it's called. That's what they're going to call it. It's digital currency. Universal Monetary Unit. And of course, there is a, if you think we got weird stuff going on here with the trans thing, furious viewers have been complaining en masse about a new UK TV show, that's United Kingdom for those of you who don't know what UK means, with adult men stripping naked for kids. Yeah, it's the first episode of a program called Naked Education, which aired last week on Channel 4. 930 Brits complained to Britain's broadcasting watchdog. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted the kid to see, hey, look, it's just genitalia. Yeah,
sure it is. You don't need your kids exposed to that. Apparently, 930 Brits found that very appalling. And if you're living in the Netherlands and you have a child who is terminally ill, it will soon be legal to euthanize them. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Children with certain terminal illnesses in the Netherlands can now be permanently put to sleep. Coming soon to a theater near you. In U.S. snooze, unfortunately for the Sweet 16 party down in Dadeville, Alabama, 4 people are dead and 28 reportedly were injured following a shooting at a dance hall, according to Alabama law enforcement agency. It's happened around 10 p.m., 10:30, somewhere around that, last Saturday night at a birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama. And the, of course, police are still investigating. Like I said, the guns did not kill the people. People killed the people. And these were, a lot of them were teenagers. Cash Patel. And then here's something that all of you probably, because of this garbage that's been going on, and Divi even put up a News with Views, which we included in the email blast so you could read that. Well, Cash Patel, who had the pleasure of meeting at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, he's a former chief of staff of the Pentagon and former deputy director of National Intel, got on Breitbart News and questioned the evolving narrative over the Pentagon leak, specifically that a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guard reservist acted alone to leak top-secret military data. Patel, by the way, is a former federal prosecutor, says he doesn't believe for a single second this guy, Jack Teixeira. And, of course, the media is starting to demonize. They want to make you believe that this guy, a cyber transport systems specialist, leaked all this stuff onto chat rooms called Discord to appease and treat his friends, try and impress them, his cohorts. Well, Patel says he didn't run this thing alone. Other people had a hand in it. But of course, no, they got a fall guy. 21-year-old, they want you to believe that this IT specialist, all by his little lonesome, got a hold of all of this information and went public with it. Yeah, Really? You think? Yeah, DB breaks it all down in her News with Views because she knows what it takes to get a national security clearance. And the thing is if, according to what DB was saying, if there were multiple pages, like there were five pages to a specific classified document that Teixeira, you know, supposedly got his hand on, then why did he only put one page out there? And you got to wonder, because of the fact that the pages he put out point a finger at the fact that we've got U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine, and they didn't want the American people knowing it because there would be an uproar. Oh, no, they got to hide as much stuff from the American people and wage their little secret proxy war without anybody knowing about it until it becomes so doggone obvious. Then we got this money laundering thing going on in Ukraine with all of our tax dollars, some of which allegedly came back through the Democratic Party and funded a whole bunch of their campaigns. See, because it, in order to have political successes, you need money, lots of it. And the only way to get it is through the underground or through billionaire donors, which, of course, DeSantis just lost one. Yep, one donor who planned on donating to him after the book banning and the issue with abortion pills and everything else. It's like, I don't know if I want to. He's kind of getting off on the wrong foot. I don't think I want to donate to his campaign. This is a billionaire donor who gave $7.7 million to the Republican PACs. He's Florida. Like the second richest guy in Florida. So you see, money buys not so much influence, but it buys what you want. And then if you want to make the phone call and say, you know, I donated $7.7 million to your campaign, the least you could do is hear me out. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. If you want money next time. Oh, I'm not buying influence. Yeah, really? Look what China's doing, giving the Biden family all that money and laundering. No, I mean, what really infuriates me is all the tax dollars getting laundered through Ukraine and coming back here. Could have been through FTX, any number of things. A good thing, the Supreme Court has ruled that it and made it easier to challenge the reach of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. In its new red tape cutting decision, that's a defeat for the Biden administration. The court took steps to rein in the so-called administrative state and reaffirm the separation of powers doctrine that prevents any specific branch of the government from exercising the core functions of another. Wow. That's a big one. Then, of course, we got police in Pennsylvania have busted track coach Hannah Marth for having sexual relationships with one of her students for over a year. You gotta love that. We'll be back with more news after this.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, April 17th, 2023. Before we went to break, I was talking about a Eastern Pennsylvania track coach, Hannah Marth. Well, the Northampton District Attorney, Terrence Houck, said the 26-year-old, a teacher and a coach at Eastern Area School District, had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old boy from May of 2021 to October 22, allegedly, right? Understand that, you know, that's the allegations. And you can read about those allegations. You know, it's really sad to even have to report stuff like this, that your 17-year-old kid goes to school and I got a thing for my teacher. He says, oh, you've been playing too much Van Halen Hot for Teacher, huh? Class dismissed. Yep. Wow. And then, of course, now more important things. The legal cases against Trump. Remember last week I told you that my analysis of this whole thing was that all of these cases are coming at him from so many different directions, specifically to throw him off footing. He wants to stand on solid ground, and you can't do that when you're fighting lawsuits and criminal allegations on multiple fronts. They're doing this for a reason. They want to pull him in so many different directions, he doesn't know which way is up. This guy's in his 70s too, right? So understand that this whole thing is designed to screw with the GOP, the Republican Party, because their front runner is being pulled in multiple directions. So They got to keep him on the campaign trail, but they can't do that if he's constantly having to show up in court for one thing or another. And they are going to try. You watch. It's going to happen. They want to pull him off the campaign trail so bad. They'll do anything. They'll bribe judges. They'll do whatever they have to do. See, then you got this, you know, two cases involving special counsel Jack Smith, too, over these classified documents. You got Fannie Willis of Fulton County, Georgia. Remember that with a grand jury forewoman decided to go out and grant an interview with MSDNC? Oh, man. I mean, it all started with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign's fabrication of the Russia collusion plot in 2016. So, you know, you got all of those, plus the Stormy Daniels thing. And Trump spent 7 hours answering questions in a deposition for a $250 million fraud lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who also said she was going to get Trump as part of her campaign speech, just like Alvin Bragg did, right? You just can't keep these people. You know what's really sad, too? And I'm not trying to make race a thing. But look at the skin color of both of the prosecutors bringing cases against Trump. You know, Jack Smith's white. See, it's coming out of Fannie Willis's. Yeah. Just making a note. Mental note. Nothing crazy. By the way, for those of you trying to call the show this morning, our phone lines are down, so we're not taking calls. But we're working on it. But you see, Trump is being pulled in 50 million. And here's another thing, too. A Manhattan federal judge on Thursday allowed attorneys for former President Trump to depose for questions related to witness credibility, E. Jean Carroll, a writer who accused Trump of sexual assault and defamation. Remember that case? That's going too. Yeah, this came after Trump's attorneys learned days ago that contrary to Carroll's sworn statements in an October 14, 2022 deposition that no one else is paying her legal fees, prominent Democrat donor and LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman is funding at least some of her legal fees, and they found that out. So she lied. And, of course, Trump is in denial of all of her allegations. See, there's another thing to try to throw him off foot. Former prosecutors say Trump's New York City case could be headed in only one direction. This is the Bragg case right now. Several former prosecutors said that Bragg's case against Trump faces major hurdles, coming more than a week after his unprecedented arraignment in a Manhattan courthouse. Since his arrest, a number of legal experts have publicly said if the case didn't involve Trump, charges likely wouldn't have been brought. Now, if it's anybody else, you know, if it wasn't Trump, no prosecutor in the world would have touched it, according to former Manhattan Assistant District DA Daniel Bibb told Fox News. If you and I did what Trump did, we would have never been charged. But because it was Trump, Bragg went after him. He promised he would, right? That should just, I mean, any judge in his right mind would say, you know what? This whole thing just smacks of prosecutorial misconduct, and no, not this judge. No, he wasn't a Trump appointee. However, ironically, as all this is going down, Trump fundraising soars to nearly $19 million in the first quarter after the indictment. 18.8 to be exact in the first 3 months of this year, with much of the money coming in after the indictment. Wow. That means, according to the news outlets, that would be Fox, Trump was raising about $170,000 a day. Boy, wouldn't you like to make that kind of money? And not only that, but the financial reports that Trump put out is showing his business empire is growing. It's valued at about $1.2 billion since his return to private life. Remember, he didn't take a salary when he was president. And, of course, we had Reverend Jim on talking about the firebombing of the pregnancy center, Compass Care, and why the town of Amherst wanted to keep the video quiet, wanted to keep it out of the public spotlight. Well, the footage is out now. The pro-life group Compass Care, the Christian Pregnancy Center, released video footage of the bombing. Why would the town want to keep that quiet? They wouldn't, didn't want the FBI investigating. I mean, the FBI didn't investigate it. Not until Compass Care hired a private investigator did that all start, right? And, of course, now there's people are looking into Alvin Bragg. Yeah. And, of course, Jim Jordan, as you know, as part of the Schiff show, issued a subpoena to former Special Assistant DA Mark Pomerantz, played a significant role in Bragg's criminal investigation of Trump. So they're going to get to the bottom of this. But what's going to matter? They've got a December 4th hearing set up for motions. Trump's got to be there. Oh, that judge wants to make sure that Trump, see, that means on December 4th, whatever's going on in President Trump's life. I mean, most of you think that Biden is not our legal president. I understand that. I understand why you think that way. There's nothing wrong in my book with you thinking that way either, frankly. I see a lot of things wrong with what's going on in America because, you know, we the people just sat idly by and let it go down and then see what we did instead of looking in locally because all those votes, all the votes came in on the local level in order to go to the national level to be certified. So instead of looking inward to the states where the votes came from, everybody went to D.C. on January 6th and it's a trap. The whole thing was a trap. There's some more news analysis out there as far as the news cycle in the indictment of former President Trump, and now we have the arrest of 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. See, this is how our news cycles work, because Trump coverage reveals how the media frames and excludes things. So whatever's important to the media, and this would be the CIA and Tavistock Institute directing the media news traffic, what we call news cycles. You know, the media has to keep this up, and you're going to see a lot of it. So, you know, everything that I've been saying regarding what they're trying to do to Trump to keep him off solid footing is coming true. And the media is going to help that process. Because, you know, if they can keep this terrorizing of Trump going on, I mean, it would be interesting if Trump actually got elected by a landslide to become president again. And apparently there's some scuttlebutt out about how they're going to drain the swamp again and get rid of deep state. Well, in order to do that, they literally would have to come after every single media outlet that went against Trump, and they would have to declare martial law, and they'd have to go round up all the news media and send them all to Gitmo and shut down all the networks to try to restore order and literally start rounding up dissidents and taking them to Gitmo or making them disappear. I don't see any other way. It'll be interesting to see exactly what kind of plans the Trump administration has, if, in fact, you really think that deep state is going to let him get reelected again. I know you're all shaking your head on that one. Hard to say. We're all kind of being tossed to and fro. That's why we have God and they don't. And, of course, you remember we had the Dadeville, Alabama shooting over the weekend. Sweet 16 party. A survey from Rasmussen reports, see, we're not stupid. This report shows that more likely voters blame mental health for mass shootings than they blame guns. The survey involved 957 likely voters conducted from April 4th through the 6th of this year. Mental health. Now, how does that work? Look at Audrey Hale, who shot up the Christian school in Nashville. She was being treated for depression. She was on drugs. Oh, you forgot to take your medications today, Audrey. Is that why you shot up the school?
Yeah.
Then you got the Uvalde shooter. All these incidents makes you wonder what the mental state was of these people. But see, it all starts adding fuel to the fire for these red flag laws. If we think you have a mental problem, we're going to come and take your guns. You see, that's something that we, unless somebody, you know, this is where they come up with a see something, say something. It's like, ratteth out thy neighbor. Yeah, you see him walking around in circles in his yard, and you know he's got lots of guns. There must be something wrong. How do we know he doesn't have a chip in him like Manchurian Candidate stuff? How do we know that? We don't. We have no idea whether the mRNA has anything in it that's going to make people do stupid things, like turn on their neighbors. We don't know. We don't know what they're doing because they don't tell us. They're not transparent. Our government is not transparent. They can't be trusted. One thing we do know for sure is Mike Pompeo is not going to run for president in 2024. Yeah, they've been thinking about it. Yeah, they're not going to run. He's not going to run. And as I told you before, a top Republican donor, we're talking about Thomas Peterffy, he's told the Financial Times that he was aiming to support DeSantis, but nope, not now. So Ron, you know, whatever you're doing in Florida, you probably need to stay there. In your own state, Ron, we got some problems, Gov. A transgender teacher at a Florida middle school in Hernando County was allowed to remain on campus for several weeks after allegedly making disturbing comments about shooting students and having bad thoughts. This is Ashley Renchkowski. She has been removed from the school. Wow. According to an incident report obtained by parental rights group Moms for Liberty, a school resource officer temporarily assigned to Fox Chapel Middle School was notified by assistant principal Carrie Thornton and guidance counselor Kimberly Walby on March 24th regarding Renchkowski making concerning statements about self-harm and possibly shooting students. Gee, this is why those of you out there that are being homeschooled right now, consider that a serious blessing. Police are searching for thieves who they say stole an estimated 2 million dimes worth $200,000 from a tractor trailer in a Walmart parking lot in Philadelphia. The truck driver who picked up $750,000 worth of dimes from Philadelphia Mint on Wednesday parked his truck in a Walmart parking lot and went home to sleep before a long drive to Florida. When he went to get the truck the next morning, he found the trailer door open and dimes scattered all over the ground. You may have seen that over the weekend in a Walmart parking lot. Who'd have thought? A Walmart parking lot. I think I could give a lot better places than a Walmart parking lot to park the truck. Should have stayed with the truck and just went to sleep in the truck. I mean, you're in a tractor trailer, for crying out loud. They have sleeping cabs. Boy, he's going to catch hell for that, isn't he? A Democrat New York Assemblyman's former legislative director is accusing him of sexual harassment, as well as making inappropriate claims about his son's underage sexual encounters. According to a New York Post report, the former legislative director, Nicole Golias, filed the complaint against 38-year-old Assemblyman Pat Burke of Buffalo, the Democrat, on April 1st. That was no April Fool's, with the New York Division of Human Rights after she and two other staffers were fired last year amid an internal controversy regarding Burke's response to the Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, according to the report. And a local assistant U.S. attorney, an assistant U.S. attorney in Pensacola, Florida, has pleaded guilty to illegally steering contracts to her spouse in violation of the federal criminal conflict of interest statute. This is 55-year-old Catherine Dre, directed contracts from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Florida, companies in which her spouse had a financial interest while she served as chief of the office's civil division. She concealed her spouse's financial interest in contracts to conduct title searches in litigation defended by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Oh, wow. So, you see, the Department of Justice. Yeah. There's no justice here. Yeah, what's that song Hank Jr. wrote? Lawyers, guns, and money. That's what it's all about, right? Now, if you live in Washington State, you have a lot to be concerned about because there's a bill out there, Senate Bill 5599, that would prevent parents from intervening in their child's decision to receive gender transition treatments. The bill would essentially allow host homes for runaway youth to house minors without parental permission. The host homes would also not be required to notify parents of their child's whereabouts or tell them if they're undergoing gender transition procedures if there is a compelling reason not to, which includes a youth seeking protected health services. Protected health services, yeah, includes gender-affirming care, for which minors arbitrarily included anything prescribed by a doctor to treat dysphoria, according to the bill. Gender-affirming treatment can be prescribed to two-spirit, transgender, non-binary, and other gender-diverse individuals, according to the bill. For minors, affirming care typically included puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries. It was unclear which of the services would be approved under the bill. Now, if you parents up there and all of you concerned citizens don't want your kid disappearing and all of a sudden just showing up and, well, you're not my son. You're a woman. You don't look the same. What did you do?
It's really me, Dad.
Yeah,
I just look different because I just underwent all this stuff. Gender-affirming treatment.
Wow. If you don't want that happening, perhaps you need to say something to your state representatives up there in Washington. Boy, these people, I mean, tell you, they get goofier by the minute. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has released more than 1 million migrants into the U.S. through the parole pipeline. It's a foreign population. This foreign population has exceeded the populations, the resident populations of six states. Six states, believe it or not. I know you're all asking, what six states? Well, I'll tell you which six states to see if yours is one of them. Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Delaware. Okay? Now you know. And, you know, I mean, it's exceeded the resident populations, which means that there are more migrants in the state than there are local residents. How's that going to work? You multiculturalize and you give these people a blank check and a free ticket wherever they want to go and what they want to do, and these people find themselves without, that means that the residents of all of these populations of each of these states we just mentioned are going to find themselves facing have-nots. They're going to be the haves. And now the states themselves have to deal with this BS. This is not a good thing. I kind of wonder about Alaska and why they were shipped there. What are they going to do in Alaska? Go fish? This, like I said, multiculturalism is going to kill this country like it is doing over in the UK. Don't believe me? Look around. Then, of course, we have our health section. I got a couple of minutes to get to that before the break, then we'll come back and continue that. Your body does not produce iodine, so you have to get it from your food. And this is why we have detoxidine or detoxidine. And, you know, there's also iodine in Nuke Protect as well. But the thing is iodine, they added it to table salt to reduce the public health threat. But now recommendations for a low-salt diet contributed to a rise in the risk once again. Roughly 30% of the world is thought to be deficient. You can take that for what it is. Physicians once prescribed drops of Lugol's solution for iodine supplementation, but that fell out of vogue after two physicians misinterpreted scientific data in 1948. And see, the subsequent addition of competing minerals like fluoride to the water supply and substitution of potassium bromate for potassium iodide in bread and pastry flour increased the risk of hypothyroidism and iodine insufficiency. It's one of the reasons why the article says you should be eating grass-fed dairy products, organic cranberries, eggs, potatoes, and sea veggies, which have more iodine than any other source. We'll be back with more health news here on the Power Hour after our top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.